The gospel reading today really hits me hard, because which one of us would like to be pruned or given opportunities to grow in holiness, to be stretched outside of our comfort zone, or given occasions where we can grow how to love our neighbors? Not me. But yet, the good Lord in His infinite wisdom and loving providence gave me those opportunities the last few weeks, which pruned me and helped me to grow a lot. So before my redeployment back into the United States, when we, according to military practices, right, when we receive an estimate date of when we would go back, we have to move outside of our residential dorms and move into what we would call transient quarters, just like living communally with other people in order to free up the space for others. And in the transient quarters, we would have public restroom and public showers. One day after my morning run, I was in a rush in order to make it to a very early morning appointment. In that rush, I took off my Garmin Instinct watch, which is a watch that tracks my my runs and my exercise, so I can know my pace, my heartbeat, and the calories that being burned, so that it helped me to kind of push myself a little bit harder if needed. So in that short time, I took off my watch. I wash it and I place it on one of the shower stalls, and I forgot it. And when I remembered that I forgot it, which is only like an hour or two afterward, I went back and tried to search for it, but to no avail. Then I retraced all of my steps back throughout that day. Where would I misplace it? Yet to no avail. Then I went to the lost and found office to find it, yet to no avail. It was frustrating, but yet I came to recognize by the end of the day, I have lost it. Someone probably saw it at a nice watch and picked it up, and now it's gone. So when I recognized that I lost that watch, I begin to search for another one so I can continue to keep track with my exercise and my routines, right? So I did my research online and went on Facebook Marketplace in order to find one that is similar to it. And I reached out to a seller and begin to ask questions, making sure that the item is legitimate and this person is somewhat credible, right? I asked a lot of questions, and to every question that was raised, the seller gave me very adequate answers. So I began to trust this seller, right? And initiated the payment through Zelle. After I paid the seller, I didn't receive any confirmation or affirmation from him. So I reached out, no avail. And I've done that for the next 3 days, no answer at all. That moment again, I knew I was scammed. There's a saying in English, right? Fool me once, shame on you. Fool me twice, shame on me. And in such a short time, I was fooled or scammed or made into a joke twice. And I was getting a little bit frustrated, huh? Even though I didn't think of anything that's evil to the person, but it was irritable, frustrating, and it began to affect me as I pray. I felt distracted. I just felt a little bit held back because it's what a good amount of money that I have lost, right? But so I thought to myself, this is not good. I need to bring all these things to confession before they begin to fester and eat me alive and have me under their yoke. So I went to confession and confessed my sins to the brother priest. And to my surprise, in such a short few words, my brother priest told me something that really impacted me. He told me, Father, remember who you are. You are in persona Christi. In a few simple words, that priest helped me to recall who I am and who I'm called to be in the midst of all these misfortunes events. Was I angry? Was I frustrated? Was I mad? Yes. Was I disappointed at other people? Yes. But Christ also suffered similar things in his life, and he taught me and taught you, taught all of us how to respond instead of how to react. And in confessing my sins to my brother priest, I wanted to make sure that these things do not hold me down subconsciously or begin to enslave me. And I began to recognize too, after I do my penance with what being prescribed to me, I recognize that the Lord used those misfortune events to prune me, to remind me that even when things go wrong, I cannot let negativity, let resentment, let bitterness, and let all of my humanity hold me down. The Lord said today in the gospel reading that he is divine and we are the branches. Whoever remains in him and he in us will bear much fruit, because without him we can do nothing. My brothers and sisters, I recognize that without him I cannot forgive. Without him I cannot let go. Without him I wouldn't be able to offer all these misfortunes events up. Yeah. Do I like it at all? No, I don't. But I must not let these things hold me back. I must become more Christ-like each day, to seek the truth, but also at the same time to recognize that people are imperfect, and I have to learn from my mistakes and then move on. I cannot hold on to crutches and negativity and all these negative matters. I have to let go and unite myself to Christ. I shared that story with you because I hear in similar words, my brothers and sisters, that many of you are frustrated with what's going on in society right now, especially during this election years where everything has become politicized. And with the sensationalistic and vocal and attention-grabbing, quote-unquote, so-called news, oftentimes we get agitated and easily being held back by our worldly things, that we stop seeking Christ. And then we become angry. Because why? Because bad news sell. Bad things sell, and bad things do play a big impact in us. Those things have consequences with us. So unless we lay them down and unite them to Christ and transform them in Christ, they will enslave and hold us back. My brothers and sisters, today the Lord is inviting you and I to seek our dependency on him instead of letting this world dictate us. There will be misfortunes, there will be things that do not go our way. But St. John said very clearly in the second reading today that our heart will judge us because we cannot lie to the good Lord. We must believe and we must love. This is how we keep his commandments. Sometimes it is the hardest to love our neighbor. But my brothers and sisters, this is what it means to lay down our will, our control, when things don't go our way. Because our hearts is the one that hold the deepest desires from within. And it is our hearts that are going to justify us and become our judge in front of Christ. We cannot lie to him. We must be vulnerable and honest with him. Whatever going on in your life and my life right now, let us lay them down before the Lord and ask Him to heal us, to transform us deep from within, even if it means that we must give Him the opportunity to prune us, to cut us from our desire to be in control or to have things our way. Yet, life is imperfect. It is messy, and we will be hurt by other people. But we must allow the good Lord and the good news of the Lord to change us deep from within. The church in Judea, Galilee, and Samaria, as we heard in the first reading, was at peace. Why? Because it was being built up and walked in the fear of the Lord and with the consolation of the Holy Spirit. This is what the Acts of the Apostles told us. It was being built up because they have the Lord with them, because they seek peace in Him. So must we. With what's going on in society right now, my brothers and sisters, seek peace in the Lord and fear the Lord. So that this healthy fear of losing His friendship, losing our imitation of His love, going to help us prune and let go of the things that are not life-giving, so that we can become more purified in loving Him with our whole heart. My brothers and sisters, I share with you these stories because it humbled me. I didn't want to accept it either, but it humbled me. And the Lord provided those occasions to sanctify me, to help me let go. My brother priest reminded me that I am in persona Christi. If I am a priest of Christ, I must be more like Christ each day. Yes, I must do what's right, what's just, but also at the same time to be merciful in letting go instead of letting things fester, grow, and begin to manipulate and control me. He is divine. I am a branch, and without Him, I am nothing. I pray the same thing for you too, my brothers and sisters, that you and I choose to remain in Him, because without Him, we cannot bear fruit, and without Him, the world will win, and without Him, the world will choke us alive, and without Him, we will have nothing to offer to others. Remain in Christ, and let Christ sanctified us, changes us deep from within, so that we can become more Christ-like each day. Through the power and working of the Holy Spirit, we become instrumental in bringing other people to Him, and also at the same time, allowing Him to change us deep from within, to give us the freedom to know who we are, as beloved sons and daughters of our Heavenly Father. Be free in Him, remain in Him, and become more like Him each day.